It's 6 p.m. at base camp on May 12th. I just got off the radio talking to Camp 2. Dawanuru informed me that Daniel and Todd and Steve are resting well in their tents there. The guys are back on the mountain. They're at Camp 2. We weren't sure that was going to happen this morning. I woke up at 1:45 a.m., and it was snowing. After a few minutes, I got out of the tent. I hollered over to the guys. We acknowledged that we were surprised at a couple of 3 inches of new snow while we were sleeping, and it was coming down really quite steadily when we woke up. So we decided to get up and drink coffee on it. I got on the radio with some of the other teams, and we discussed snowfall, what we thought would happen today. And we just waited. Now, it did get clear by about 3:15, 3:30. There were stars overhead. Didn't seem like the winds were too high. And by 5 a.m., our climbers and all of our Sherpas started climbing through the icefall. 5 a.m. is not quite the early start we like to get, but it's still plenty early. We just needed to make sure it was going to work. You can see from the photo that it was beautiful as the guys walked out to the Chorten. The flame was going. The sky was already light. We had clouds overhead still. Turned out it was a good call. I can tell the guys are really tired from their ascent back to Camp 2 today, but they're in position. That's the main thing. We can watch the weather reports. We like what we're seeing on May 16th, as well as May 17th, 18th, and perhaps beyond. With the guys in position, we can make the call. When they feel rested, the weather looks good, they can move higher towards Camp 3 in the South Col for their summit of camp. Congratulations to